Ukraine has been at war with Russia for more than 2 years now, and there are signs that this year could be pivotal. Ukrainian officials say they need more munitions and support as Russia appears to be gaining ground. NewsHour co-anchor Amna Nawaz is on the ground in Kyiv tonight, beginning a week-long reporting trip. Amna, what's the state of the war now?
John, good evening from Kyiv. You know, the dire conditions that Ukrainian officials have been warning of for many months now do now seem to be here, with some even expressing concern that Ukraine is potentially at risk of losing this war this calendar year. Now, two forces are essentially colliding right now. At the same time, Ukraine is facing a critical shortage of ammunition and artillery. At the same time, they have a desperate need for additional air defenses. Russia has also been ramping up its air offensives. It is targeting Ukraine's energy systems with a precision and aggression we have not yet seen in the war, and Russia continues to make advances in the east. Now, we know those Russian forces already occupy much of that eastern Donbass region. They've made advances in the recent months. Back in February, they claimed the key city of Avdiivka. Some say they are now on the cusp of claiming another key city of Kharkiv Yar. And, of course, they're also now relentlessly pummeling the city of Kharkiv in Ukraine's northeast. That is Ukraine's second largest city. It would be a major prize for the Russians and majorly demoralizing for Ukrainians. So, John, Ukraine is now facing challenges on these three fronts: an advancing Russian force, their own critical shortages, and, of course, exhausted troops after more than 2 years of fighting. John?
Anna, the shortages in munitions can be solved by getting more aid from other countries. But how? What's Ukraine doing about the exhausting troops, sort of filling that manpower gap?
And that manpower gap is real. It's been the source of much debate and many controversial proposals. President Zelensky has now lowered the draft age from 27 to 25, potentially meaning that thousands of more young men could be pulled into that fight. But, you know, John, right now in the capital city here, it sometimes feels like those front lines of the war can really be a world away. I mean, life here unfolds at a sort of normalish everyday pace. People go out for walks. They walk their dogs. They go to work, they sit outside at cafes and sip lattes, but that war looms large, and it does occasionally and regularly pierce through that sense of normalcy. There are, of course, burned out Russian military vehicles from early in the war on display in the city center here right behind me. There are memorials to the war dead lining the city walls. And of course, there are air sirens that do regularly go off, blaring across the city and forcing everyone to try to find shelter nearby. We experienced one yesterday ourselves. And John, I met one young Kyiv resident who could be entering that draft range soon. His name is Alexei. He works in real estate. His best friend is serving on the front line right now. But I asked him about the war and whether he feels pressure to join up.
I feel guilty. I feel guilty that I'm sleeping in the warm bed. I can take a shower. But from my side, I'm trying to help. Yeah, I know that it's not enough, and even when you died, it's not enough, but it is what it is. And
is any part of you scared that you might get drafted and have to go fight?
My mom, of course, is scared. My girlfriend is scared. So.
And you?
Of course I'm scared. Of course.
John, of course, with another Russian offensive expected this spring, young men like Alexei could be called to join the fight. So many questions remain here in Ukraine. And John, we'll be putting all of those questions directly to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky when I sit down with him for an exclusive interview tomorrow. We'll have more on that on the NewsHour tomorrow night. John?
We look forward to that tomorrow night and all your reporting in the week ahead. Anna Nawaz in Kyiv, thank you very much.
Thank you.